Apostolos hechos. forgiveness of our sins.
He sent me to
save
the
lost.
He sent me
Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Thessalonians. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And when the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
الكاثوليكون من رسالة معلمنا بطرس الرسول الثانية بركاته تكون معنا أمين. هذه أكتبها الآن إليكم رسالة ثانية أيها الأحباء، فيها أنهض بالتذكرة ذهنكم النقي لتذكروا الأقوال التي قالها سابقا الأنبياء القديسون ووصيتنا نحن الرسل ووصية الرب والمخلص، عالمين هذا أولا أنه سيأتي في آخر الأيام قوم مستهزئون سالكين بحسب شهوات أنفسهم وقائلين أين هو موعد مجيئه، لأنه من حين رقد الآباء كل شيء باق هكذا من بدء الخليقة، لأن هذا يخفى عليهم بإرادتهم أن السماوات كانت منذ القديم والأرض بكلمة الله قائمة من الماء وبالماء، اللواتي بهن العالم الكائن حينئذ فائض عليه الماء فهلك، وأما السماوات والأرض الكائنة الآن فهي مخزونة بتلك الكلمة عينها محفوظة للنار إلى يوم الدين وهلاك الناس الفجار. ولكن لا يخفى عليكم هذا الشيء الواحد أيها الأحباء، أن يوما واحدا عند الرب كألف سنة وألف سنة كيوم واحد. لا يتباطأ الرب عن وعده كما يحسب قوم التباطؤ، لكنه يتأنى علينا وهو لا يشاء أن يهلك أناس بل أن يقبل الجميع إلى التوبة. ولكن سيأتي كلص في الليل يوم الرب الذي فيه تزول السماوات بضجيج وتنحل العناصر محترقة وتحترق الأرض والمصنوعات التي فيها. فبما أن هذه كلها تنحل، أي أناس يجب أن تكونوا أنتم في سيرة مقدسة وتقوى منتظرين وطالبين سرعة مجيء يوم الرب الذي به تنحل السماوات ملتهبة والعناصر محترقة تذوب. ولكننا بحسب وعده ننتظر سماوات جديدة وأرضا جديدة يسكن فيها البر. لذلك أيها الأحباء، إذ أنتم منتظرون هذه اجتهدوا لتوجدوا عنده بلا دنس ولا عيب في سلام، واحسبوا أنات ربنا خلاصا كما كتب إليكم أخونا الحبيب بولس أيضا بحسب الحكمة المعطاة له، كما في الرسائل كلها أيضا متكلما فيها عن هذه الأمور التي فيها أشياء عسرة الفهم يحرفها غير العلماء وغير الثابتين كباقي الكتب أيضا لهلاك أنفسهم. فأنتم أيها الأحباء، إذ قد سبقتم فعرفتم، احترسوا من أن تنقادوا بضلال الأرضياء فتسقطوا من ثباتكم. ولكن انموا في النعمة وفي معرفة ربنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح، له المجد الآن وإلى يوم الدهر أمين. لا تحبوا العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم، العالم يمضي وشهواته، والذي يصنع إرادة الرب يثبت إلى الأبد أمين.
Hey. A reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen.
Amen.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, 'And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen."
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and amen. Today is the fourth day of the blessed month of Nisan. Nisan means the short month. Actually, the Coptic calendar has 12 months, each month 30 days. In addition, we have what's called Nisan, or short month, which is like today, this year, 5 days in the simple year and 6 days in the leap year. And our forefathers who began from the Pharaonic era this calendar 4241 before Christ put that the year contains 13 months, not 12 months like the Christian year that we, most of the world now, are following. And they used in Egypt to get 13 salaries in the year. Even the fifth, the 5 days or the 6 days, they considered them full month and gave them a full salary, exactly like the other 12, like a bonus for the year. In this year, in this day of the year 176 of the martyrs, 460 Anno Domini. Anno Domini means after Christ. The ascetic saint Ambabimen departed. The saint was born the year 350 Anno Domini to a godly family. He had six brothers: John, Job, Joseph, Pesios, James, and Abraham. They forsook the world, all of them, forsook the world, lived in the seclusion, in the wilderness of Shehid, dedicating themselves to fasting, prayer, and worship, which was about year 390. When the Berbers raided the wilderness in the year 407 on the Domini, the saints went down along with his brothers to Tarnut. They dwelt in a deserted pagan temple. Then they returned to the wilderness. When the Berbers raided the wilderness the second time in the year 434, Anno Domini, the saints went to Memph, which is called Memphis, then returned to the wilderness. However, during the third raid in the year 444 Anno Domini, he went to Upper Egypt, where he sojourned for a long time. When the situation improved, he finally returned to Shehi. Sit down, please. He fled away from the vainglory and did not eat except from the work of his hands. He surpassed his brothers in his ascetic life until the sweet aroma of his life became well known. God had honored him by working many signs by his hands. This father left to us many profitable teachings, such as, if you see a brother who has transgressed, despair not of him, but wake up his soul, comfort him, and lighten his burden, so that he may rise up from his fall. Teach your heart what your tongue says. He also said, silence for the sake of God is good, and talking for the sake of God is also good. One day a visitor came to him who was concerned that he might not open his door for him, for it was a fasting time. But the saint said, I do not know how to close my wooden door in the face of anyone. However, I train myself to close the door of my mouth. A brother said to him, if I see a brother whose conduct is wicked, I do not feel comfortable to bring him to myself. On the other hand, if his conduct is good, I rejoice and bring him to myself. The saint replied, if you treat well the brother who is bad, you have to treat much more good for who is good. You have to deal much more with the good with the good reputation one. Sorry, it is missed. I'm writing is missed here. And Babiman also added, if we cover over the sins of our brethren, God will cover over our sins. And if we make it known, God will do the same of our iniquities. When this great hermit finished his days, having arrived at a good old age that was pleasing to God, he departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Agios o Theos, Agios Yesheros, Agios Athanatos, o ek Parthenos Genetis, eleison imes. Agios o Theos, Agios Yesheros, Agios Athanatos, o Stavrotis Dimes, eleison imes. Agios o Theos, Agios Yesheros, Agios Athanatos, o Anastas ek ton nekron, ge anelson Iestos oranos, eleison imes doxe betri, ge eio, ke ageio pneumati, ke nin ke ai, ke estos eonas ton eionon, amin agiatries, eleison imes.
Epiphras of Kyrios ite.
Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the holy apostles, many prophet righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you then have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and your ear for the hear, may you be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, to the prayer of your sins.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Sormas, Rabbidana, Surim, Emergence, Application, Privilege, Agarabhan, to Lord our Gansons, every fun and asleep repose them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God, listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. His blessing be with us all. Amen.
Amen.
Reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Your years are throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house, and let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, and pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday in the Coptic calendar, the Coptic year. As we know, as Abuna Shenouda said to us. And all the readings based only on this one, on this part, is the last and the ending of the life, or the ending of the world. All the readings. And Jesus Christ said to the disciples about the signs of the end of the life. And if I read, go back to the second epistle of St. Peter, which was already we read this morning, chapter 3, he said, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. Okay, we have a lot of signs, and Jesus Christ said to us and give us a lot of signs for the end of the day, of the end of the life. But actually, the end of my life is coming anytime. That's why I'm not waiting until I see the signs, for example, anywhere. No, it's coming anytime. That's why I will base and I will put my sermon today on the Proverbs chapter 4, 23rd. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. فوق كل تحفظ احفظ قلبك لأن منه مخارج الحياة. If I wanted to sit down with myself and I wanted to know exactly what I did last year and I have to evaluate myself, then I have to evaluate my heart. As he said in the Proverbs, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Then I have to examine my heart first. And that's why Jesus Christ, many times he said, for example, in the Gospel or in the Bible, my son, give me your heart. I will give you a new heart. Why he based all of things on the heart only? Because the heart is that we can say the very and the most important organ in the body. If I go to ask any physician, I ask him, for example, if I can live without heart, no, you can't. Or I can live with a heart, for example, with disease, no, we can't. Then I will divide my sermon into two parts. Part, what is the diseases of the heart? The disease of the heart. And the other part, what is the medication of these diseases? That's why I will go first to any cardiologist and ask him, okay, please let me know first, what is the disease of the heart? He will let me know, okay, first of all, he will tell me, you know what? This is, I'm asking now myself, and I'm asking now Jesus Christ, the cardiologist of the famous one. He will tell me, take care from number one. He will let me know about, or tell me, keep your heart with all diligence from jealousy. First disease is jealousy. Come to the heart, hide, not clear. I look to the other by my eyes. I compare myself with the others. And these feelings come to the heart. And I'm asking myself why I'm not like him or like her. The first disease of the heart, destroy the heart, the jealousy. You can't sleep. Every time you think about this person, why he's perfect, why this is different, why I'm not like him, the jealousy. That's why you have, when just you look by your eyes and you have a thought in your mind, you have to stop that. And not only that, you have to pray for the person who you try to like judge from him. I will go quickly because there is like around six diseases. Number two, keep your heart with diligence from the pride. We have six diseases and we have four medications to know. Number one is jealousy. Number two is pride. Another disease is for the heart, inside the heart. Destroy also the heart. I am number one. I did. I will do. I am the first. Another disease in the heart. That's why, for example, Herod, he said that. And he died. Number two is very important because also just the pride go inside the heart, the grace of God leave. Again, just the pride, the feeling of pride, go inside the heart, just immediately the grace of God leave. Why? Because I depend on myself, then God say, okay, I'm not okay. I'm not here anymore. You are not depending on me. No need for me. Then that's why, very good. I'm leaving. Take the lead. Number three, keep your heart with vision from the lost. No one is far from the lost. Boys, girls, men or women. It's coming from the eye, from the heart, from the thought. For example, I have to take care about my eyes. I have to take care about everything. Because the loss is coming to my heart also very slowly. And the devil tried to give me the loss like an apple, fruit, but inside is poison. Then first this is jealousy, number two is pride, number three is lust, number four is greed, tamah. I wanted to ask myself how Judah, he said already he saw all the miracles of Jesus Christ and he listened to all the sermons of Jesus Christ. He saw Jesus Christ by himself. And what happened? He loved the money more than God. He loved the money more than Jesus Christ. And he loved everything. And he lost. Then keep your heart with diligence from jealousy, pride, lust, greed. Number five, keep your heart with diligence from hatred, al-karahiyya. We know very well that we are living with people. And every day we will face a lot of issues. A lot of people will do something wrong with me. Keep your heart pure. Like exactly, there is a microbe, okay, and you try to take the, for example, the flu shot, to prevent that, to maintain yourself. Right? Yes, exactly. There's a microbe inside all, around me. Every time, every day, I meet someone, for example, and he will do something wrong maybe with me. Doesn't matter what he did, I have to keep my heart pure. I have to not hate him. And I will tell you also how to do that in the medication. And I can't also, if someone, for example, hate me, someone is hit me, and or he did something wrong with me, to keep these feelings out, I have to pray also for him. Every time you come to the liturgy, write his name on the paper and put in the altar. God will change the heart. And the last disease of the heart, keep your heart with diligence from the doubt. And the doubt now, it's the disease of the world. Go outside now and ask, you know God? The answer, no. There is no God. And he will prove how he will convince you that there is no God. This is the disease outside. They try to convince us, the sons of God, there is no God. Don't listen. Because when you listen a lot, the doubt is coming to your heart and change you. I remember, I think on the Facebook, there is a priest, he's in Egypt, and he met an atheist. And he was very good, like readings and studies, and he's scholar. And he went to sit down with this guy. And because he depend on what he read, he went to this guy and he tried to convince him there is God. After 1 hour and a half, the priest said, he convinced me that there is no God. What happened? Because he went, he said, the priest said, I went to him depend on, like, I'm a scholar. I have books. I read a lot, but I didn't pray. And the third time when he sat down, before he sat down, go to sit down with him, he prayed a week with Bethanias. And after that, he convinced him there is God. Don't listen, and don't listen to the doubt, or if you are not ready, if you're not praying a lot, you are strong enough. You have to know the apologetics to answer or to reply. Don't listen. Then we have the six diseases we have: jealousy, pride, lust, greed, hatred, and doubt. Then now, can someone, can I ask as a cardiologist to write a prescription for me? Then Jesus Christ, the physician, the true physician, he will say, yes, I will write for you four medication. Number one, keep your senses with diligence. Take care about your senses, number one. If I wanted to go to the heart, there is gates. And the gates is my eyes, all the senses I have. My eyes, I'm listening, my touching, I touch my hands, everything. That's why I have to take care about everything from the senses. I have to purify and I have to put some soldiers. For example, you can imagine if I see, for example, bad scenes or bad movie, and after that I want to go to pray. How come? I will never. I can't pray. I can't. Then I have to keep my eyes or all my senses, my eyes, my tongue, everything pure. It's very important. Again, keep your senses. Take care about your touch, about your word, about what you are seeing. Number two, in the medication, in the prescription, keep your thoughts with diligence. Then, okay, senses I know, but how I can control my thoughts? To control your thoughts, I have to fight a little bit. I have to fight. If the thoughts come to me, I have to say no, or I have to pray. I have to use some verses. I have to use Jesus Christ's prayer. And if it, again, the thought is coming, I have to replace the thought by another thought. Go do anything else. Never keep your thoughts working in your mind. This is number two. Number three. Please ask for help. Jesus Christ is close to you. He's here. He's waiting only to ask him. If I'm fighting, I have disease, a lot of disease in my heart. You can imagine that, okay, there is a physician. I'm asking him, help me, please. I'm asking him, please help me. That's why I have to go to my room and I have to open my heart. I have to open my eyes. I have to raise my hands. I have to raise my heart and ask God, please, can you help me? Really, I need your help. I can't fight. I can't take off, for example, the hatred. I can't. I hate someone, really. I'm honest with myself. Be honest with yourself in front of God, before God. Yeah, I can't love this guy. And I have to be honest with God in everything. That's why I'm asking help. Okay, I can't love him. Or I try to fight against, for example, the sins, or that I have bad sins I saw before, or whatever. I am asking help, please, God, help me in that. And number four, and the last one, expose the sin. What does it mean? As I said before, then you have to be honest with yourself. Like, we know very well, each one knows every sin he did. That's why I have to sit down with myself and first and say, okay, I have a problem number one and two and three. And I try to ask God to help, but still I have to find more. Number one, to clear all the diseases inside you, this is exactly when you go to the physician and said, okay, what you have? He will ask me, what you have? I'm sick. Yes, I know that you are sick. You have come to me because you are sick. What you have? I have to tell you, what you have? I don't know. What? How he will do the diagnosis for that? He will never write a prescription. That's why I have to be clear with my physician too. I have to be clear with myself, and I have to go to my father of confession and expose the sin. Just you expose the sin lose the power. Again, the father said, just you expose the sin lose the power. Then you have the, another power from the Holy Spirit. Then, now we know exactly the six diseases of the heart. I will repeat it again for you. The jealousy, pride, and lust, greed, hatred, and doubt. And for that prescription, there is four medication. Take care about your senses. Take care about your thoughts. Please ask for help. And number four is expose your sin before yourself and before and God and before your Father of Confession. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sois in efterenti theotokos, Mareas maven pensotir in tefkanen novi nane volgefes mara oten jefiot nebepshiri nebeb nebma eth oweb. Τετερία σε τζίκε βολ, τεν ο όστε μος τεν τί ονες.
Εν σοφέα Θεοβρός ομέν, Κύριε Αραϊσόν, Κύριε Αραϊσόν, χαινόμεθ μη.
Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created of one essence, with the Father and Holy Spirit. And he was crucified for us unto Pontius Pilate. Suffered and was buried on the third day. He rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again to his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets and his Holy Ghost.
Τεν γοστερ στεγολχα ετ εν τι αναστάσεις εν τένι ρεύμο ούτ νεμ πι ον χεν τε πι εον εσ νέιο αμήν.
Is more
in